They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Steven, PATRICIASTEVEN. Date of birth 09/10/1961. Date of appointment March 6, 2023. Requesting physician Hiromi Mahon, HIROMYMAHON. Dear Dr. Mahon, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Steven today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 61-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of Moya-Moya disease and hemorrhagic stroke. And she has a bypass surgery by Dr. Alan Bullos, A-L-L-A-N-B-O. ULOS in Albany Medical Center. She was on Keppra before, but that was tapered and discontinued 3 weeks ago on 2/9/2023. She went to the St. Mary's emergency room because of the seizure. She was sleeping on that day, and at 6:30 a.m. husband noticed the bed was shaking. She was on Keppra before, but not at that time. When she had a seizure, she was not on Keppra. Seizure with tongue biting, foaming from the mouth. She wear depends, so it was not clear whether she became incontinent. She was having generalized shaking for 4 to 5 minutes. Postictal confusion was present. This is the first time seizure. Now she is back to Keppra, 500 milligram 2 times daily. She feels tired, sleeps 14 to 16 hours per day. She had expressive aphasia. Her first stroke was on 7/19/2021. No, the first stroke was 4/17/2018 and second stroke was 7/19/2021. The second time the blood was taken out. Past medical history, Moya-Moya disease, 2 hemorrhagic stroke, past surgical history, C-section, carotid bypass, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Eliquis, 5 milligram 2 times daily, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Amlodipine, Trazodone, Lipitor, Atorvastatine, Amantadine, Olanzapine, Metoprolol, Famotidine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is on disability. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, had MI, 4 sisters, 1 brother deceased due to cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat. pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, convulsion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, hemorrhagic stroke. Number 3, Moyamoya disease. Number 4, aphasia. Next paragraph. Patient CT of the head and CT angiogram did not show any new finding. I will continue the Keppra 500 milligram 2 tablet daily. I will order the EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.